One More Turn. Episode 1112, Public-Private.
This is the second time in as many days we've dined in at this restaurant, Hudson.
Premature, Garrison. We haven't even ordered yet. Honestly, learning they're out of the captain's platter is not making my decision any easier.
Our being seen together in public again, just the two of us, might get people talking.
Do you swingers have any boundaries at all? You were almost my uncle-in-law, but I saw you as a father full stop long before that. Still do.
Well, you need to educate yourself on what swinging means. Hudson, I had no idea.
You should have, but I didn't take offense. Your actions spoke louder than words. Still do. You're here again, aren't you?
You convinced Reese, didn't you?
I thought we were having a heartfelt moment, but apparently that was just me.
She, Evelyn, and I were talking about our podcasting venture. We were still deciding what it was going to be about.
Talk about putting the cart before the horse. Oh, spare me the confused look. You're old enough for that to make sense.
Exaggerated ageism is, besides the point, we both know you like your points.
That's not helping people think there isn't something going on between us.
You're not a man-child, so don't start talking like one. Dominic approached Reese, asking to make our podcast about the Doe contract. He didn't want you adopting Jake, and I sought to use our platform to discredit you from being able to do so.
Reese agreed and convinced you and Evelyn to run with it. We talked about this.
No, not like this. Not about the why. But you are all about admitting I'm right. Reese told you, but after circumstances changed, and you didn't end up adopting him, she went back to Dominic and told him we had no need or want for his help. Or his idea. We told Reese she had no right to do that alone.
But you let Dominic into your venture, with her deciding on your behalf.
We acknowledge that. Well, I did. Evelyn was bought in after Reese, so she...
You're so averse to contracts, you... you let not having one leave that arrangement in shambles.
I didn't ask for that observation, and it certainly is not helpful. What happened next is Reese told me she didn't want to do a podcast with either of us. In fact, it sounded like she didn't want anything to do with the podcasting at all. No pun intended.
Honestly.
Can't you just be that without having to say it, like you wouldn't have been otherwise?
The irony coming from a man who worked in politics, where honesty is best viewed as many shades of gray.
Reminds me of a book my wife and I like to read together. Oh, I said that out loud.
Reese got lucky circumstances changed, softening the blow with Dominic, and with you and Evelyn as well.
The look on your face tells me you want to say why, but what you want me to ask is, well, I won't.
Fine. I'll say it. I told Reese to stop the podcast about Doe from happening, or go find a new family to be a part of. Third time wouldn't be the charm.
An ultimatum? Over that? Well, that was heavy-handed. Unnecessarily heavy-handed.
Felt the need to qualify your criticism so soon after the fact.
It's just as well. Reese was turning prudish over swinging after Evelyn ended ours.
Reese didn't know? Right, Evelyn doesn't want to be with you anymore. Why? The two of you waited so long to get together, long after she and Gary broke up.
They were married. Still are. It was important to Evelyn then, so I kept my distance.
Huh. So you did have feelings for her, but waited for Evelyn to be open to the idea of the two of you being together? But she didn't know you were in an open relationship until after you started sleeping with each other? Yet she knew you were in a relationship before you started, with her child. How conflicting that all is. How contradictory this all is. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm wondering if you got your therapist credentials since I saw you last. Nora a classmate?
You were going to be a character witness in my lawsuit against Carson for assault.
Yes, you told me about that after Reese joined us, when we both planned to tell you about Dominic's intentions towards the Doe contract. You gave her that ultimatum after I left you two yesterday, didn't you? That's why you asked her to stay behind. Why you asked Evelyn to leave also.
I don't need a reason to ask Evelyn to leave. Besides, she's good at doing that herself.
This is not the time or place for comments like that, especially since you want my help.
I treat you like a father. Why wouldn't you help regardless?
Well, that may be, but I have never seen you like a son. Nephew, maybe? Wait, why is my being a character witness for you in the past tense?
I was waiting to see how long it took you to pick up on that. Longer than I expected.
I'm not here to live up to your expectations. Hudson, what do you want my help with?
Now I want you to be a character witness in my lawsuit against Carson over tax fraud.
So that's what you were going to ask me here. Speaking of, where did our server go? You may not be ready to order, but I am. The Admiral's Feast.
It's overpriced for how little more you get over the captain's platter.
Also, what tax fraud?
I'll send you the details in writing, but suffice to say is that Carson screwed the pooch when he owed One More Turn Solutions, and I inherited the problem. And the blame.
Did you try talking to Carson about this first?
I did. Even brought Max along.
For comic relief?
He's not just a laser nitwit, Garrison.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. Got it.
Acme Smith keeps taking more and more of my clients. One More Turn is floundering.
Not sure that word choice in a restaurant that serves seafood is in good taste.
You must truly be a dad with puns like that. Garibaldi's lucky to have you.
I can't tell if you're trolling or serious.
Trolling? Your son teach you that. When you were young, trolls were under bridges.
I remember Gary telling me that character evidence is better placed in a criminal court.
Why would you remember that?
Bella reminding me of it after she became a lawyer herself. But yes, I'll be your witness.
What the hell did you do?
Kingston, is it? One of Max's brothers? Who the hell are you to sneak up on us like that?
You two were so wrapped up in your conversation, you didn't hear me approach. But you are of no consequence to me. You, Hudson, are going to answer to me. To us.
Barry, i.e. instead of Y, the other Max brother, threaten me, surrounded by witnesses.
No, just a promise. To make your life very uncomfortable. Very quickly, for a long time.
Carson agreed to manage both of our gaming channels, but then you confronted him about his behavior towards Bella. That wasn't enough. You came after him about some tax nonsense at the same time.
And he went from pissed to super pissed.
Max complained to Nora. Worse, Carson mentioned Max is helping you do this, and now, angry at Max, she confronts him. He storms off and calls his parents. Our parents. They tell us everything was fine with Max until we show up and are expecting to fix this.
Our problem is your problem because you started this cascade. Undo it, or we'll fix you.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Garrison, voiced by Steve Warning You Too Warner. Hudson, voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Kingston, voiced by Jason New Earth Relic. Barry, voiced by Tim Timothy 001 Rules. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. on the next episode of One More Turn.
I asked them. Which of them called you? Both of you?
Actually, I texted, but that's not the point.
Speaking of point, how is Hudson? Sorry, that was in poor taste.
You're not wrong.